This is MSO News Sports, and we're talking now with St. John's Prep Hockey Coach Christian Hansen. And Coach, welcome back, and congratulations on a very good win the other night against Hingham, a tough team, and from all accounts, a very good playoff game.
Hi, Rick. Yes, thanks for having me. And yeah, the game was last night, and like you said, it was a really tough hockey game. We had a 1-0 lead about 2 minutes into the game, and that was basically the final. We got an empty netter with, I think, about 1:15 left, and then we scored again after that. It wasn't an empty netter, but the game was already in hand with 30 seconds left. So, yeah, really stressful, tough, competitive hockey game last night.
Tell me about AJ. As a junior, I mean, he's backbone you guys, but you guys have a strong defense. What was he like in goal on Wednesday? Thursday, excuse me.
AJ was very good last night. He was composed, squared the shooters, made a lot of good stops, and you know, you kind of referenced it. The team around him played well, did a good job of eliminating second opportunities for Hingham, clearing out rebounds, not giving up odd man rushes. So, you know, we played a really solid game last night against a very, very good team. You know, people hear Hingham and they think of public school and, you know, we're St. John's Prep, et cetera. I mean, Hingham is a hockey factory. And, you know, Coach Messina has been coaching in Hingham for 40 years. And he just turns out phenomenal teams year in, year out. They have 90 kids that come out for their hockey team.
Wow.
And a lot of those kids grew up in that town and have played hockey their whole lives and look forward to the opportunity to play for Hingham. And they had a great crowd there last night. They're just well coached and they work really hard. And it's every time we play them, it's a battle.
Well spoken, and it's great. That's great for high school hockey. You know, whether it's publics or privates, that's tremendous. I'm glad to hear that. I was reading Phil Stacey's account in the Salem News about the idiosyncrasies of the boards in the rink, because I think one of your players telling you how the puck come off the boards, and yet it factored into the scoring. Is that right?
Yeah, it's just one of those things. Coincidental. Excuse me. More than anything else, Jake Vanna made a comment during warmups that he thought the boards were kind of dead, and meaning that when the puck would hit it, it really wouldn't give much bounce back, and it would kind of stop. And then at that same time, there was a shot taken in warmups at the goalie, and the boards behind the goalie showed to be a lot more, you know, flexible and created more bounce to the puck. Well, 2 minutes into the game, we dumped the puck in, it hit the backboards, and it bounced out front, and Salem's Mason Luciano tapped it in, and that was a game-winning goal 2 minutes into the game. And it's just funny how little things like that happen, and you don't think much of it at the time, and then, you know, later on you think about it, and it's kind of an amazing thing.
Yeah, how aware are players, especially kids, about that kind of thing? In other words, with respect to how the ice is, how fast it is, or, you know, the consistency of the ice, the boards, the glass, whatever, because you spend so much time skating and learning the game. I mean, that seems like an extra added layer to have that kind of understanding.
Yeah, that's probably a different level than most kids are, you know, processing the venue, but that's Jake. You know, Jake's very analytical, and, you know, he's always kind of thinking ahead, and you know, he played a great game last night, and just kind of had that refuse to lose attitude, and that's what you expect from Jake. So, but yeah, I mean, every rank is different, and that's the funny thing about hockey. I guess you can kind of compare it to maybe like baseball fields,
mm-hmm.
where you got Fenway Park with the short monster and left, and you know you might have a park that is much deeper in the outfield. So I mean that's no different in a hockey rink, so we felt that Stoneham was maybe a little bit more narrow, and the boards were a little bit you know, bouncier, but there's small things in the game, and ultimately they only really play a small factor.
The way the D1 bracket has played out, Coach, at this moment, at least on paper or at least on the screen in front of me, your bracket is the more difficult, certainly, compared in terms of you know, the rankings and the seedings and so on. And that's not to belittle anybody, but it's just amazing how here you are up against Zverian once again. And I'm amazed that through the three games, you guys have almost the exact same record in terms of goals scored and goals allowed. You've got 16-3, and they're 18-3. Your records are similar. What does this game mean? I mean, this looks like a tough one.
I can't deny it. Zverian's a great team. It's the Final Four. We expected to see them. I'm sure they expected to see us. I'm sure neither one of us wanted to see the other one. but that's the way our bracket went.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the other side, absolutely, it's a little more chaotic. And the 2 and 3 seeds in Pope Francis and Catholic Memorial got knocked out. So, yeah, and they have Winchester and Arlington Catholic on the other side. And I think Arlington Catholic was ranked in the high teens. So,
right.
Yeah, you just never know. I mean, people have watched enough March Madness basketball to know that it's pretty rare that the top seeds end up making it at the end, but sometimes they do, and obviously our goal is to get the number one seed on our side of the bracket to the final.
You kids have been playing, if you could characterize it, would you say good hockey, great hockey during the tournament?
Consistently better hockey, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Game one, I didn't like us.
Mm-hmm.
Game two, I thought we got a lot better. And game three, I thought we played our best. And in game four, it's going to be even better. Zverian is playing their best hockey of the year. They have not lost since January 27th when they lost to us. You know, it's a revenge game for them. So, I mean, it's going to be really, really tough. But we're going to be ready for it. And we'll be well prepared. And, you know, obviously, it's decided between the glass, so we'll just see what happens Sunday night. But it won't be for lack of preparation.
All right, I have to be careful when I ask this question and phrase it correctly. The game on Sunday is an away game, what do you do on Sunday? What's the itinerary for the kids? Because it's an away game.
Yeah, it's in Framingham Sunday night at 7:30, so. It makes for a long Sunday. I know normally the kids would be in school, and you get out of school, and you have dinner, and you get on the bus, and you go. But Sunday's going to be different. There's going to be a lot of kind of downtime and sitting around. And that's just the way it is sometimes. We've played some games on Saturdays this year, Saturday evenings, where we've had to do this. And Shane's going to go for Zverian. Now, they don't normally play on a Sunday night at 7:30. I'm sure they're thinking the same thing. So you just, you know, you... Wherever they tell you to play and whenever they tell you to play, you just need to show up and play and win. And it's basically survival, and it's all we're trying to do.
Spoken like a true athlete and a true coach. Coach, I appreciate it. I wish you all the best, of course. Good luck this week, and thanks for taking the time once again.
All right, Rick. Thank you.
Thanks, Christian. That is thanks. Bye-bye. That is Christian Hansen, who is the St. John's Prep hockey coach. And, again, they play at the Loring Arena in Framingham on Sunday night against Zverian, game time 7:30. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.